the more I read Scripture, the more I listen to God speak, the more I realize how minuscule my understanding of Him truly is. And the more I'm drawn to discover more of God, more of Him. How about you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Just when you think you have God in a box, something happens and you realize that truly you have no idea. Just in my prayer time these past few days, I found myself led in a certain direction by the Spirit into a part of Scripture I hadn't planned on going to, and boom, He started to deal with something I didn't even know needed dealing with. He started revealing things from His Word that I'd seen before, but never understood. And that's just little old me, one of almost 8 billion people on the planet. How can this same God who flung stars into space be the God who does that for me? I'm sure it was one of those same aha moments for Jeremiah when he wrote this, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, it is You who have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and by Your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for You. Why am I sharing this with you today? Because it's time for one of those aha moments in your life too. It's time to be amazed at the glory and the splendor and the power and the majesty of God, and yet at the same time, His tender mercies. So long as we stand on this side of eternity, of course, our view of God will always be way, way too small. All the more reason to draw close to Him and hear Him whisper His love into our hearts. Ah, Lord God, nothing is too hard for You. That's His word, fresh for you today. Right now, God knows precisely what you need. He knows all your thoughts, and remember, nothing is too hard for Him, which is why the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.